are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, and everywhere in the world, whoever listening to Accent on LA Talk Radio, Ilona Europa, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1. And of course, we can listen live show and past show on iTunes, on Stitchers, and LA Talk Radio Accent On page. Scroll down and you will see like 100 shows, so many cool guests. Some of them have amazing accent, even better than mine. Sometimes I cannot even understand it, but that's what is Accent On, about people with accent. And sometimes Ilona Europa loves to put accent on something and somebody very, very special. Today, I'm overwhelmed. My studio looks so beautiful, so beautiful. I have gorgeous plant. How you call this plant? Again?
Poinsettia.
Oh, I cannot repair. I repeat this. Okay, Linda, what do you call this plant?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. That's a beautiful. We call this Gwiazda Wielkanocna. That's in Polish. Hey, everybody repeats Gwiazda Wielkanocna. A beautiful, beautiful Christmas plant. And I get a little bit, I think, chocolate. And I have a guest who know me well, know me for many reasons. I have the most beautiful, beautiful young girl. Come on, you can say hi to us. Come on, come on, get closer to your brother. What is your name?
Taylor Marinchek.
Okay, why are you here?
Because...
Yes, you should.
My family has a dog rescue, and I volunteer at it.
Wonderful. I have few people who will be talking a little bit about this topic. We have holidays coming. I have two dogs. Everybody has a dog. I have a guest who will be talking all about how much we love our puppies, even when they are 14 years old and blind, like one of my dog. But then maybe I will start from beautiful lady who really, really is very serious about this rescuing, yes, topic.
Yes.
You know this. How long you are working with this organization, Linda?
Well,
that's
I'm,
your name.
My name is Linda.
Yes,
I'm working with them for 15 years, and it happened that I walked into PetSmart to buy some dog food, and I saw this group sitting there, and I thought it was a training class, and they said, "No, these dogs are all looking for homes," and I said, "Who could give up these dogs?" It just didn't make sense to me.
Because these dogs were not only puppy dogs. They were, some of them were much older, yes, just waiting to be picked up, adopted, and loved.
Yes.
And one of those, yeah. And you said 15 years ago, and I think from this moment ago, your life changed, because I know you are working beautifully and very closely to just rescue dogs and just give them home. And you will tell us a little bit more about that, okay? We met Tyler. She's my beautiful baby. She is 10 years old, and I need to say she's also a great singer. I will make her sing for a second, maybe a little bit later. I know she'll be very, very nervous, but she sang for us a little bit in a hall. You know what? That's what Accent On is. This is a live radio, and, you know, we are ready. Whenever somebody says, do something, that's what we do. You will be, and you are already a great singer. Then, you know what? Why not? Now we have your brother. Hi, Drew.
Hello.
Hi, Drew. How old are you?
13 years old.
You are 13. You're a beautiful gentleman. Sometimes you are coming for lessons because I'm coaching Taylor singing. And I am always so admiring you because you want to come with Mama. Mama. Hi, Mama.
Hi.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy is there too. We have only four microphones. That is very hard to for everybody to talk and speak. But Cindy, you are working with this organization also, yes?
Yes.
You are helping to rescue dogs and adopt dogs. That's beautiful. Then really whole family is involved. And this is like the bestest topic before holidays. Everybody needs to go and adopt puppy or older dog. Or, my gosh, when you see the faces, when you see the beautiful, innocent eyes, you will have friend forever. It's so easy, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Now, let's come into something maybe even more entertaining. We have amazing looking guy with us. Amazing looking guys. I'm not even saying that your tattoos are beautiful. This is an art. And now you showed me great one. We have Elvis.
It's my Elvis.
Arms.
You like that?
Very beautiful arm, I will say. You're a really, really great looking guy. Really. Not for the first time. Not like I'm like, oh my gosh, Tyler, I see you first time and I cannot imagine how gorgeous man you are. You were before on Accent On and you,
that's right,
you were playing your music. Then I'm so happy to have you back. What is your name again for everybody?
My name is Taylor Carroll, and I'm so happy to be here with you again.
I am too, because today we have very, very, very special day.
We
will be talking about releasing
flowers.
Your new album. Oh, flowers are very important too.
Hey, are these real?
Okay. Planned beautiful along.
I apologize.
Okay, but yes, this is a very, very good time for you. So many changes also in life. 2014 seems like will be maybe one of the coolest year for you.
It's exciting.
And you have a great album right now that is available on iTunes. And
yes,
also we can just go to your website and just download. Probably we can see also on YouTube.
Anytime you'd like.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Anytime. Then maybe let's start maybe this way. You give us all information because we can forget about that. And I hate when we don't give people a way to find you. Again, how we can find you.
I hate that too. I'm so glad you asked.
Wonderful.
You guys should do something called Like Me on Facebook, and I will like you right back. It is facebook.com, that little slash thing. What is it called? Is that
slash thing?
It's called a slash thing.
Yes.
Taylor Carroll Music.
Can you spell your name?
TAYLORCARROLL Music.
A very cool name.
You know, I try.
It's
know?
A very cool name for musician, for rocker. Again, could you give us one before?
Absolutely. You can, you know, my real site's under construction right now as we speak, so you can go to facebook.com/Taylor Carroll Music. Or you can go to iTunes and buy a little record called Nothing to Lose that I released last Tuesday. So.
That's beautiful. You call this a little record. This is a big sounding record.
Well, thank you.
You know what? You're a rocker. Again, like I say, not only because we see great tattoos and beautiful face and very manly man.
How do I say thank you in Polish?
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję.
That's beautiful. I love you for that. Okay.
Well, thank you.
But I think we cannot talk really, because we need to listen to your music.
Okay,
and then
I'm
we'll
down
be
with that.
Talking a little bit more. Okay, Taylor.
Dziękuję.
I have dziękuję. Why? First song, Permission?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your song?
I wrote this song with a girl named Emily Wilson. She's a wonderful friend of mine. She actually lives not too far from here, Tarzana Reseda area. We wrote it in her living room about a year and a half ago. And all of a sudden it's out now, and we're just so excited about that. I actually met up with her today because we were signing some things because our songs are being placed in certain areas on TV. And
what part of songwriting is hers?
She, what part of songwriting did she do on this particular song?
Did you write the lyrics?
We co-wrote the lyrics together and some of the melodies, and we just had a great time.
Oh, that's a really great collaboration. That's a serious. Okay.
And then we drink iced coffees.
Okay. Then I cannot wait because everybody needs to hear you. You're pretty good what you are doing. Okay.
Dziękuję.
I love it.
Tell me the word I can and can't. seem. I'll take my chance and finally believe. If I take a stand, I can fight through anything, anything.
Okay, we love it. What a great sound, you know. Your hooks are so strong. I just love it. And what is the craziest things about you that you're doing all by yourself? You play on every instrument and you sing. I know you collaborated with some nice lady and she did a great job with you on this one, but you played every instrument.
On that particular track, I had some help. I had a couple musicians that I hired, but on most of the record, I did play quite a few. And on a few of the songs, I did play everything.
Again, you are playing drums, you are playing bass, yes. You are playing lead guitar. Yes. Of course, you are singing, you're doing backing tracks, and you are producing. You are a producer.
Yes.
This album was recorded where?
This album was actually recorded in a house kind of studio thing that my buddy and I just decided to work together in Kenosha, Wisconsin, out of all the random places in the world.
Wisconsin. You know what? Why not? This is a really great sounding song. And we have another one. I just want to play music because I know really...
Totally.
That's what we are here for. We need to know this album much, much better. Title of the album is...
Is Nothing to Lose.
Oh, it's very uplifting. We have nothing to lose in life.
We have nothing to lose at all.
And you have probably a reason why. Why did you write this type of...
There's been a couple things in the road.
Okay, are we all bad?
We all get through it.
And nothing to lose.
Just I'm still smiling.
Move forward. And what do you have on your biceps written on your tattoos?
Arnold Schwarzenegger forever. No, I'm just kidding. It says determined.
And that's what your life is like. You are determined too.
To tour until I fall over.
You know what? And I know it's
smiling.
Happening. And yeah, we are smiling because that's the life of a musician. You know, you first create, then you dream, and you always dream, really. Then the next things, the hardest one, need to happen. Touring, organizing, selling album, and having the bestest team for you, you know, to work with.
Absolutely.
And I know these things are happening. I hope we'll be having time a little bit to mention some names who just... will help you probably get there very fast, very soon, and we'll be there to listen in your life. But now, the next song, Grow Up.
That's right, Grow Up.
Why?
I just wanted to write about how much of a pest I was when I was a teenager.
It's a very fun song.
I really do like this song,
okay? And we have young, beautiful lady, 10 years old, and her brother, who is 13, I think they will love to listen to the lyrics of this song because good things happen there.
Don't get any ideas.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. In a way, you're right, Cesar. Okay. Taylor Carroll, Grow Up.
I can see us now, flashing back 10 years from my house. We made the neighbors complain from banging on the drum so loud. Strange. Where we came from is the world.
chasing my dream with no time to waste. Sometimes I wish that my past would never have to go away. But I have to say, my family was always.
I really like this one. You have a great video. I think you also created the video. Yes, lyrics.
The lyric video. Did you see it?
Of course I did.
Well, thank you.
Really, really. Maybe you will point people how they can learn lyrics for this song. I think you are saying that we are chasing your dreams and you just never will give up. I love it. And I hope you will never grow up, because I think your past and your future, this is who you are, and your future is very, very bright. But again, if you want to listen and watch the lyrics on your video, you need to go on YouTube and just, you know, find a Grow Up.
Yep. You got to go on YouTube, type in Taylor Carroll Grow Up lyric video and learn all those lyrics and come shout them at me on February 20th.
Okay, now, you tell me, because you have something, some announcement that we need to know. You are playing live?
So? I am playing live. I'm doing actually a packed out, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be an acoustic show at the Mint in Los Angeles.
Whoa, how long you'll be playing?
You know, I don't know yet.
It's like 20-minute set or
I
longer?
Think
you'll be sharing stage with more people?
Yes, I think about 30 to 40-minute set.
Oh, my beautiful, young, wonderful, talented singers cannot come because we are too young. But you know what? I will post this information. You just
thank you.
Call us, remind us. Again, this is February when?
February the 20th.
February 20th, again where?
It is at the Mint in Los Angeles.
What time, do you know? Not yet?
You know how it is.
That's okay. Things can change, but I would love you to call us before. You
okay,
just call to
us,
and Anna will be, you know, pitching, because people
thank
will hear
you.
Acoustic version of all of the songs. I don't know how you'll be playing the fire.
The
acoustically,
fire?
But sounds really cool too. Then I think we need to hear this one. Do you have something to say about this?
About the fire?
Yes.
The hook is whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
But the song is pretty deep itself, so I hope you guys enjoy
that's
it.
So, okay, we will. Let's listen to this one.
Absolutely.
Time is running up. Let's do it.
Oh, chains are gone and I am finally free.
Wow, you have hit.
You think so? Right there? You like that one?
You have a hit.
Thank you.
I really think, obviously I would love to...
Let's tell everybody else.
Everything. Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Tell her, Carol, you have a hit.
Well,
the fire
you.
Doesn't really hurt anymore?
It doesn't. No, it's the song's about addiction. You would think it's a love song, but it's...
No.
Yeah, you know.
It's deeper, of course.
You get it, yeah. It's
Wow, strong anthem, great, beautiful, love drums, love the idea, love the big vocals, wall of sound, great, great. And if you have story, did you need to talk to people before you sing?
There usually is a story behind that.
Of course, I think you need to just give people a little bit, in to the song.
Yeah,
because then you need to get people in the right place right away. Although they can interpret the song how they want. Doesn't
totally
matter. That's what is amazing. But when it comes, I think you have a hit.
Thank you.
Okay. I think, we all are looking for the one, and very strong hook, and the whoa, whoa, whoa helps a lot.
I really appreciate that. I'm glad you get it. I love it.
No, it's a great song. Okay, how we can find you again?
Okay, so my real website's under construction right now, but right now you can go to facebook.com/TaylorCarroll Music. That's TaylorCarroll Music.
And again, we can find the album, download, and
you can download it on iTunes or Amazon. You can go to iTunes and type in Taylor Carroll, Nothing to Lose, and you can buy a song, two, three, but I recommend the whole thing so that you can shout all the songs to me live. Or you can just pretend you know them. It's okay.
You know what? Yeah, I'll just choose one or two. And the fire, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite,
right,
huh?
Now. You know what? Hey, we all have favorites. That's a great one. And you are having in your family great guy who is a great musician also.
I do.
Who
I have a couple of them.
Okay, then let's say something
okay,
about
the
them.
One you're probably referring to is my 2-time Grammy Award winning father, who
Oops.
I'm actually producing his new record right now. And we have some wonderful names on it and some great people. And
we need to say hi to Daddy.
Hello,
hi, Daddy. Congratulations, Daddy, son, together working on an album.
Yes.
This is just precious.
And you know, my brother's going out for The Voice. I don't know if he wants me to keep it quiet or not, but my brother's probably one of the best singers in the world. I'm serious.
You know what? I don't know if we can say, but I think somebody wants you to go to The Voice, and I will on The Voice, but I think you're supposed to do it. Everybody agree. You're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? Then I hope we'll see you in the finals.
Well, Thank you.
Okay. And I think you have some great people trying to help you right now, yes? Do you have some group of people that maybe we can mention their names?
I do have some great people that are helping me right now. There's a couple names I can mention, a couple people I can't mention. We're in the middle of some agreement stuff, so, you know. I'll tell you in a few months.
I really believe that, you know what, the right people came because the album is perfect, and everything always in music comes to the one point when you have great creativity, when you have a lot of heartaches and a lot of history behind you, and then you are talented like you are, and you're great looking again. People go to Accent On Facebook and go, of course, to Taylor website or Facebook, and music Facebook, and check him. Oh, check his music and then look how gorgeous this guy is. He's a really wonderful person also. And
I'm
know
speechless.
You,
thank you.
That's the truth. You know, being gorgeous helps a lot in this business. Okay. But again, thank you for coming. I would love you to call from time to time if you have some news, you know.
Of course,
you
yeah.
want to share with us, because I have few beautiful artists who sometimes play for the first time the songs. And I'm hoping this also was premiere in a way.
Of course. Yeah, it actually was, you know.
It
just
amazing.
Released it, so.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Then thank you. You are staying with us because I know you love dogs.
We're going to hang out. I love dogs.
You love dogs, and you have like one dog that you love the most?
Absolutely. It's actually a little Maltese Shih Tzu by the name of Zuzu.
Zuzu, hi Zuzu, hi Manu. I have hello. A Shih Tzu also, Shih Tzu. Her name is
really?
Porsche. She is beautiful, white, gorgeous, fluff. And I have also blind Schnauzer, 14 years old. He wasn't blind before. But right now, God thank you for Multi Shih Tzu, who just makes him alive. Because if not, he will be sleeping all the time. But she's so annoying and obnoxious. But watching both of them playing, this is the best channel. Everybody knows. It's the best channel, you know, at morning. They're coming to you, then just lick your faces. At 6:30, they want you to go for a walk. Oh, gosh, that's only one thing that probably everybody is saying, why? Why 6:30? Why not 7:30? But that's my dogs. Then, you know, today is one of those days that we'll be talking also about dog adoptions, you know, and this is something so important. I'm guilty of just going and purchasing two doggies and paying a lot of money for both of them, but I just, you know, this was an impulse. I saw the faces and I knew I don't care how much they will cost. Take everything and give me the doggie. But you could do it much more easier and beautiful way and feel that the Christmas and holiday spirit exists really in home that includes dog, cat, or any animal that you would like to just bring to home. Yes, Linda?
Very true.
Oh, hi. You know, I know this is one of those topics that people say, oh, you know, everybody says go and pick up the dog, and then 15 years later you are in trouble. And some people who never had animal, they think this way. But really, if you had one or for a little bit in home, you cannot live life without them.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, there's so many dogs that are running on the streets and eventually end up in the shelter.
Your organization, could you give us name and also website, everything that you can give us?
Sure. It's Life Animal Rescue, and it's L.I.F.E., and that means living is for everyone.
Living is for everyone. Again, I cannot explain how much I'm crazy about my two dogs. Really, 14 years I had before, of course, Cocker Spaniel in Poland, and lived long life. You know, you're happy with dogs when everything is going well with you because they are so entertaining. But if you have problem in life and you sometimes do not like people around you, or you do not like things that happen around you, I really believe that only animal can just give you everything what you need and make you just happy inside, peaceful inside, or feel loved.
It's true.
And I can say, I swear, last year and a half, everybody knows it, whoever listens to Accent On, sometimes I'm crying and whining, but I had really one of the worst year and a half in my life. And if not for these two amazing friends, family members, I don't know how I will wake up every morning. But I needed. I needed to hug them, take them for a walk. Life was already better, feed them and play with them. You know what? Tell us how easy it is to adopt the dog, how we can find you, where we can go and look for the dogs. It's not only mall and stores. There are places that we can just say hi to them, look at the faces, and close your eyes, open your heart, and say, I know maybe it will be sometimes not easy, but you are mine forever. How we can find you and place where we can adopt the dog. Oh, cat or any animal that you want.
Well, our website is lifeanimalrescue.com, and it shows the dogs and cats that are available for adoption with a little bio, and we try to tell you information that we know about them because they're all different. And
sometimes you do not know how old they are, yes?
Well, we take them to our vet.
Yeah, I guess.
And they can tell by their teeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what costs nothing?
No, it does cost.
How much does this cost?
Well, it's not... People come up and ask us that, but we try to tell them the process so they have an understanding of how we work. And what we like is for people to come up to PetSmart in Westlake Village every Saturday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And our volunteers are there with dogs. And they talk to people. Hopefully the people will come rushing in and say, we love this dog. We saw the dog on the internet, or they just fall in love at first sight.
Yes, yes.
And then they complete an application, and we're looking for the right match. We know their personalities because they live with us, and we want them to have the right home and a forever home so that they will not ever be where they were before.
Oh.
So we make sure that it's the right situation. And if everything is fine, then we go to the home with the dog for a couple reasons. We want to make sure it's safe, that the fencing is secure, there's no way for them to jump over a fence or dig their way out. And if they have other animals that they get along, it's important that the introduction is done the right way. And it just works. It works. And then there's a $200 adoption donation.
But that's like nothing.
And that includes their spaying, neutering, their shots are current, and their microchip. And puppies are $250.
Oh, you know, obviously, like I said, I purchased my two dogs, and I'm saying they're expensive, you know. And it's not really... If you fall in love with dog, you eventually buy and pay. But when you go to PetSmart in Westlake, when you see so many gorgeous, beautiful, the sweetest dogs, it's the same situation. And you do not pay so much, you know. And they are there for you to just love them. And how many dogs do you think this is a Sundays or Saturday?
Saturdays.
Okay. Do you think how many dogs every Saturday people just bring to home?
We're a small rescue, and on average, we find homes for 150 dogs a year about 100 cats.
That's a lot, you say, you know, but we are talking about 300 beautiful animals who found a place, you know, and life for themselves and bring life to us. That's
right.
Amazing. I know, Drew, this is like so unusual too, because you are a 13 years old gentleman, but I understand you got introduced to, you know, the adopting dogs at age of?
About one.
Until this day, you just love all what you do. What are you doing? You are part of it. And I know your sister also. Yes, every Saturday you are in PetSmart and trying to help people to know the future doggy.
Yes, we help people adopt dogs, and we help them just fall in love with the dogs. And almost every Sunday and Monday, we help walk them and just make sure they're taken care of.
It's so beautiful, you know, because it's something that all families involved. And I know the grandma, beautiful grandma, who doesn't look grandma at all. You sometimes say that you have in home a lot of doggies, yes? How many dogs do you have right now?
I have six
doggies, and there's one beautiful picture that I posted. Sorry, it's a little fuzzy, but I know you took care of. He's a tiny little baby. Yes, it's just beautiful, and you just wash them and get them beautiful, ready to go to new home. That's what you do. And you know what? I don't know how much I can tell people. Just go. Just, you know, you go to store, you see shoes, and you have this impulse, I need a shoe. Okay, and sometimes you have the shoes for a year or 5 years or 10 years. You have it. Sometimes you are going and buy another car, spending thousands of dollars and a lot of headaches. Sometimes car can give it to you. But again, if you fall in love with something fluffy, something so honest, something so beautiful, something that will stay with you and never, ever, ever, ever you feel like you are not loved, you'll be always loved by the animal that you bring to home, then you just get this impulse going. Just go, you know, $200. You have everything close in this one little $250 maybe will cost or whatever, in the one price. Yes? That's amazing.
Well, more than the price is the fact that you're saving a life. And you're actually saving two lives, because we go to the shelter and we get these dogs pretty much on their last days. And when they get a home, you are saving that dog, but it also gives us the ability to go save another one. And it's amazing to see these dogs and how grateful they are. They come out of the shelter petrified. They have no idea where they're going. And this rescue was started by compassionate people, a mother and daughter who, out of a tragic accident, they were devastated because they lost their little dog, Alfie. And they had to do something in his name. Something good had to come out of that. And what they did was they went to the shelter and they saved the dog and they found a home for him. And then they did it again. And one dog led to the next. And before you know it, they found a place to camp out with a few dogs. And it was just the two of them for many years. And they did it all. And then one by one, volunteers joined in. And they have about almost 100 volunteers that go to the rescue, clean their rooms, and they do not live in cages. They live in rooms with sofas and beds and piped in music and ceiling fans. And it is basically a sanctuary. And they feel so loved and safe that their personalities come out. And it's truly heartwarming to see the transition from where these dogs were. Some of them are filthy, they're injured, and they will never get a home. And they take them and they get them whatever they need. And then they bring them to PetSmart and find homes for them. And some of them get homes right away. Some of them stay long. And when I say long, we've had a few for 18 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they stay. They stay. They are with us at the rescue until they get a home.
Oh, that's the most beautiful things, that you are not giving them back to the place they are so afraid to go to. You are just patiently waiting for the right person to just fall in love with the doggy or cat. And, you know, again, we can only say thank you for that, for everything what you do. Again, if somebody wants to check the dog and find out information, yes?
Yes, they can go to lifeanimalrescue.com and look at the website. They can visit us every Saturday at PetSmart. And one thing we would... In Westlake Village, next to Costco. And one thing I want to stress is that regardless of if you've adopted, if you haven't adopted, if you have a dog, please make sure that they're spayed and neutered, because millions of dogs and cats are being euthanized every year because people have not spayed and neutered their own animals. And they get lost, they're on the streets, they get pregnant, and it's just perpetuating the whole problem. So in order to reduce the number of dogs and cats that are euthanized, if people spay and neuter, that will help bring those numbers down.
Again, I can only say thank you for what you are doing, and thank you for 300 animals who are saved every year. And I hope a lot of people will come to Westlake Village next to Costco this Saturday, and hopefully a lot of dogs and cats will be picked up and loved forever for many, many, many years to come. If not, everybody can find very similar organization or place that we can just adopt and rescue doggy.
Exactly.
And then I can say, it's holiday, that's what we can do for animals. And I need to transit a little bit also for also very serious topic. I'm waiting for Brenda Small, L.A., president of L.A. chapter Gift of Life. She's a very busy lady. She is just working so hard to save children's life. And I would like to play commercial about this organization.
5.5 million children a year are born with a congenital heart defect.
In a country like El Salvador, the statistics skyrocket because of the poor living conditions, poor prenatal care, and poor nutrition. And those children have nowhere to turn.
Gift of Life is a program that focuses on helping children from developing countries who suffer from congenital heart defects.
The reason we decided to focus in El Salvador is because there were thousands of children on the critical cardiac waiting list at the one children's hospital in this entire country. And one in five of them were dying every single day.
To date, we have saved over 200 Salvadoran children's lives, but we are just not getting all the children that need to be saved right now.
Without the support to continue with this program and develop the sustainability of the program, one in five children on the cardiac waiting list die every single day. There's no greater gift in the world than giving a child a second chance at life.
Two beautiful organizations. We have holiday time. We know we have little money to spare, little place in home to spare for animals. We can do so much good, and I'm hoping everybody will come to Accent On. I'm listing all the time, all links, and obviously I will be including right now animal rescue, lifeanimalrescue.com link also. Then I'm hoping this will be the best this year for all of us. And year 2014 is also about nice, beautiful young talents. I know you're a little nervous. You thought that I forgot. Come on, Taylor, sing something for us. Come on, go closer to the microphone.
Okay.
I know you are a great 10-year-old singer. I'm working with you for the last 8 months. I know it's unexpected. I know that soon you'll be recording in the studio, maybe your first original song, but you're doing a very good job. A little bit something, okay? Sing Adele, just a little something. Adele, okay? Okay.
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger. You and I got history, oh, don't you remember? Sure, she's got it all. Oh, baby, is that really what you want? So bless your soul, you got your head in the clouds. You make a fool out of you, some boy, you're bringing us down. You make your heart melt, but he's cold to the core. Cause rumor has it he ain't got your love anymore.
Woo! Yeah. Why are you so beautiful? Why am I doing that? Because we have non-profit organizations. We have beautiful places that I hope all of this great singer, Taylor, will be having big shows probably soon. We'll be hopefully raising money for animals, and hopefully we'll be raising money for El Salvadorian children or any children who need our help. And I know that Bob Taylor will be singing with us. Yes?
Oh, yeah. When is this thing?
We are just accumulating right now, reasoning what we want to do first. Brenda Small, she's not calling. I know probably something very important happened because mostly she's on the phone with us. And could be she's in El Salvador right now. I just talked to her yesterday, but only via messaging. Then I'm so sorry, but probably next time. That's what we are planning with Brenda.
Because
Music for Life, this was the organization that I and Brenda started many years ago. And we had the chance sometimes to raise $60,000, $70,000 in 2 hours, you know, and just $1,000 saves one child's life. Then it's just amazing, amazing when you think that you can put amazing artists together. People will come, people will listen, and just, you know, they will donate, they will buy stuff that we are offering, they will just take a child, or maybe now we are talking also about rescuing animals. Maybe that will be our another little tiny show, and we can bring few sponsors like Costco, you know, or PetSmart, then why not? We can organize some nice shows that, you know, you bring animals to them every Saturday, bring clients also, but why not to create event that really, you know, we can present Taylor and Ilona, because everybody knows I can sing too. Anyway, happy 2014. Again, how we can find you, Taylor, and your new album?
My new album is called Nothing to Lose, and my name is Taylor Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. You can find me at facebook.com/Taylor Carroll Music, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. And the real way to spell Carroll.
<That's beautiful. laughs> And you'll be calling before February, because we know that you'll be singing live acoustic show. Then we would like to know a little bit more. And I will say for today is practically bye-bye. Yes, Taylor, I love you. You sing beautifully. Drew, I love you. Cindy, I love you too. Hi, sweet grandma. Can you say your name a little closer to our microphone? Olga, you were here all this time in the studio, a little bit in the back. And please, our guest, the most important guest right now, who just spoke beautifully. How we can find you again? If you want to talk, can we talk to you personally too?
You can. You can call 818-707-2007 and leave a message.
For
Linda, or primarily Lori and Emily, who are the mother and daughter that continue to run this still after 21 years. And a total of 6,000 dogs and cats have been saved because of them.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Right now, Ilona Europa and her new song, Eternal Kiss. And that's what I am promoting for myself. Woo! Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, Radio Edit, UK producers.
With Alona Europa.
So much.
right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you.